June 25th. One of the most encouraging facts of life is that your weakness can become your greatest asset. Kites and airplanes rise against the wind. In climbing up a high mountain, we need the stony crags and rough places to aid us in our climb. So your weakness can become your asset if you will face it, examine it, and trace it to its origin. Set it in the very center of your mind. No weakness, such as drinking, ever turned into an asset until it was first fairly faced. Am I making my weakness my greatest asset? Meditation for the day. Whenever we seek to worship God, we think of the great universe that God rules over, our creation, of creation, of mighty law, and order throughout the universe. When we feel the awe that precedes worship, I too must feel awe, feel the desire to worship God in wondering amazement. My mind is in a box of space and time, and it is so made that I cannot conceive of what is beyond space or time, the limitless and the eternal. But I know that there must be something beyond space and time, and that something must be limitless and eternal power behind the universe. I also know that I can experience that power in my life. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may accept the limitless and eternal spirit. I pray that it may express itself in my life. Withholding. Sometimes to protect ourselves, we close ourselves off from a person we're in a relationship with. Our body may be present, but we're not. We're not available to participate in the relationship. We shut down. Sometimes it is appropriate and healthy to shut down in a relationship. We may legitimately need some time out. Sometimes it is self-defeating to close ourselves off in a relationship. To stop being vulnerable, honest, and present for another person can put an end to a relationship. The other person can do nothing in the relationship when we are gone. Closing ourselves makes us unavailable to that relationship. It is common to go through temporary periods of closing down in a relationship, but it is unhealthy to make this an ongoing practice. It may be one of our relationship's sabotaging devices. Before we close down, we need to ask ourselves what we are hoping to accomplish by shutting down. Do we need some time to deal, to heal, to grow, to sort through things? Do we need time out from this relationship, or are we reverting to our old ways, hiding, running, and terminating relationships because we are afraid we cannot take care of ourselves in any other way? Do we need to shut down because the other person truly isn't safe, is manipulating, lying, or acting out addictively or abusively? Are we shutting down because the other person has shut down and we no longer want to be available? Shutting down, shutting off, closing ourselves, and removing our emotional presence from a relationship is a powerful tool. We need to use it carefully and responsibly. To achieve intimacy and closeness in a relationship, we need to be present emotionally. We need to be available. God, help me be emotionally present in the relationships I choose to be in. The wonder of unself consciousness. Creativity is an act of discovering. The very small child, the baby, is still unself conscious enough to take joy in discovering himself. He discovers his fingers. He gives them his complete unself-consciousness, conscious concentration. The kind of unself-consciousness I'm thinking about becomes clearer to me when I turn to a different discipline, for instance, that of playing a Bach fugue on the piano, precisely because I will never be a good enough pianist to play a Bach fugue as it should be played. But when I'm actually sitting at the piano, all there is for me is the music. I am wholly in it, unless I fumble so badly that I perforce become self-conscious. Mostly, no matter how inadequate my playing, the music is all that matters. I am outside time, outside self, in play, in joy. When we can play with the self-conscious, with the unself-conscious concentration of a child, this is art, prayer, love. Okay, so I stumbled on unself-consciousness through that entire passage. I have a feeling that's something I'm going to need to work on.